You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen. For years, tap dance has been treated as something of an unwanted stepchild in the dance world, but now it's getting a little more love. The Tap Legacy Foundation has just announced an effort to build a new center for tap here in the city. And it's the 20th anniversary of a movie that celebrates the art form. Claudia LaRocco is a tap lover and a cultural critic, and she's here with us now. Hi, Claudia.
Hey.
The movie Tap is being screened this weekend, and it's all about great old American tap dancers, including the late Gregory Hines. I took tap as a kid, so I love this kind of stuff. Why do you find this film so compelling?
This movie just has some of the greatest tap dancers of the 20th century, many of them who are now dead. And it's really, you know, tap is really a great American art form. And it's about the individual. It's about freedom. It's so representative of this country.
What makes tap such a distinctly American art form?
For me, tap is really about the individual and about individual expression. Certainly there is choreography in tap. There are, you know, as anybody who is a fan of the great old musicals from the golden age of Hollywood knows, tap can be choreographed to beautiful effect. But there is something about great individual artists expressing themselves through their entire body and being both a dancer and a musician that is, to me, speaks to deeply American ideas about freedom, about the individual, about creating your own destiny. And then I also think there are other aspects. You know, tap is built around the idea of competition. One of the great scenes in the movie Tap is this challenge, which is when all of these old guys get into a room and they are showing off their steps. You know, they're pulling steps out of their pockets and trying to up each other. So that idea of challenge, of bravado, I think of as being really American. Tap isn't a genteel form particularly, and thank goodness.
You mentioned the idea of tap being an old-timer's game, but every now and then some young person comes along and re-energizes the art form. And the American Tap Dance Foundation has started a new series devoted to trying to keep up-and-coming tappers coming. Tell me more about that.
This series called Soundcheck is a big spectrum. You know, I think one of the choreographers, Michaela Marino Lerman, is something like 22 years old. And then we've got folks who are in their 60s. So it really spans a wide range. And it also spans a wide range of styles. Tap is an art form that has a great fealty to tradition, to the elders. That can sometimes stymie new development. So this is a real mixed bag, both in terms of genres, in terms of countries, and a spectrum of ages.
Now, the Tap Legacy Foundation is launching a campaign to build a new tap center. Why are they doing it here, and what makes them think that this is the time to do it?
Well, tap really is in need of a center. And what they're doing now is they're not going out there and looking for the big donors who seem to be hard to find these days. What they're doing is looking for 1 million people to give $85 each, with the idea of saying, hey, look, tap is an incredibly popular form. It's not just for insiders.
Now, you've argued that tap is often looked down on in the dance world. Why is it dismissed like that?
I think there are several reasons. Some of those have to do with people not understanding tap. You know, the same way, for example, that a great jazz musician will quote another musician. Tap dancers do that all the time, where they'll be pulling steps and rhythms from each other. You know, stealing is a great part of tap. But I think it's hard if you don't really understand the nuances of the form to get all of that. There's an unfortunate racial history that goes along with it, which is that, you know, tap is a great African-American art form. I mean, it's now a global form, and it does not just belong to African-Americans, but it is associated with that culture. And I think for a long time, we've not supported our art forms that were not associated with a Western, a European heritage.
I've been speaking with Claudia LaRocco, a regular cultural critic here on WNYC. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can find links to more info and learn about Claudia's online performance club, in which you can see shows and discuss them with her online. That's on our website, WNYC.org.